Well, welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. Dick Nimmin along with Danny Lee. And it's championship night on the team part. Here at 5 o'clock will be the fifth place matches and the third place matches. And following those will be the championship matches. So things are really filling up here in the bowl end. And then later on tonight, some of the upper ones. We've had up to 15,000 people here at times over the years.
This afternoon was a great crowd. That was pretty full. There's some spots open in this bunch, but people have been eliminated, so people have left. And
it's going to happen. Some of the championship teams' fans aren't even here yet because they don't wrestle till another 2 hours.
Right.
So, yeah. We're interested in Canby right now. We can go through the whole Class A tournament. In the first round, Staples Motley beat United North Central, the team that we're going to be facing here in 10 minutes, 51-11. Staples Motley defeated them. Jackson County Central defeated LeSueur Henderson by a score of 37-25, and then Staples defeated Jackson County Central to get into the finals and push Jackson County Central down to third place. On the other side, West Central Area, Chatfield, the number one seeded team, defeated West Central Area 56-10, and then they wrestled Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, who beat Canby the first round. They defeated them to get into the finals, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will go against Jackson County Central here in 10 minutes for third place. Team United, or United North, which is a conglomeration of Vanaga and Sabika, won their match against LeSueur Henderson 34-28. And Canby defeated the West Central Area by the score 52-15 that you heard. And now Canby will wrestle United North Central for fifth place. So that's what's going on here at 5 o'clock.
Like when we interviewed a couple of the Canby wrestlers, they said their goals were to bring some kind of hardware home, and they're going to do that. So pretty exciting for them.
Yeah, the worst they can do is sixth.
Right. So hopefully they bring home the fifth-place champion.
It would be nice. They have met during the season, they said, and they handled them pretty good, but that doesn't mean anything.
Right. You don't know if they had everybody in their lineup.
Right.
A couple injuries from football, like happens to a lot of teams. So, yeah, we'll find out. But it sounded like the kids are pretty focused and pretty fired up about the situation they're in. So I'm guessing that Coach Stokes will have them ready to go.
Yeah. You can probably hear the public address announcer in the background. They're introducing all the teams for the third place and the fifth place matches now for Class AAA, AA, and what we're interested in is Class A. Just to mention AA, Marshall lost their first match and came back and won, so they'll be wrestling for fifth place as well. So Western Minnesota is well represented.
Usually is.
Yeah, usually is. So basically, while this is going on, we can send it back to the studio. The color guard is ready to march out, and looks like a small choir is ready to sing the national anthem. So we'll send it back to the station for all of this, and when we come back, we'll be ready with Canby between the United North Central Warriors. With that, we'll send it back to the studio.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. State wrestling coverage on Q92 from the XL Energy Center, brought to you by Runnings in Canby, Canby Inn and Suites, Doug Service and Marine, Ag Plus Cooperative, Independent Oil Company, Nemitz Insurance, Rangard Electric, Ridge Rock Financial, Canby Builder Supply. Wrestling brought to you by Cliff Beesman Incorporated, MVTV Wireless, Minnesota West Community College, State Line Bar and Grill, Olson Dray Service, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Countryside Auto, Hero Sports Bar, Johnson Memorial Health Services, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Appleton Area Health, Wow Car Wash, Canby Drug and Gifts, Cadets Chiropractic, Pete's Electric Motor, Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison, Livestock Systems, Sturdivant's of Canby, Canby Liquor Store, Rainier Auction Company, Canby Meat Center, Southwest Insurance, CCM Health, wrestling brought to you by First Security Bank, Cornerstone Craving, and Souther Building Supply. Thanks for joining us here on Q92 for state wrestling coverage with Dick Newman and Danny Lee.
Canby Builder Supply, located on Highway 68, carries a wide range of building materials for your home or business projects. Canby Builder Supply can assist you with building materials that you may need for those indoor or outdoor projects, and they have great low prices. Canby Builder Supply is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. So shop local, shop Canby Builder Supply. They're located right off Highway 68 in Canby. Check out their current promotion on vinyl flooring. Get 10% off if you order before March 18th. Call 507-223-5637.
Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beesman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
MBTV Wireless Internet is your go-to for all your internet needs, from high-speed broadband to managed Wi-Fi to farm network services. Get connected with MBTV Wireless, your one-stop shop for all your internet needs. Call MBTV Wireless today at 320-564-4807. MBTV Wireless Internet, connecting rural Minnesota.
Attention, current and future Blue Jay students. The application for Minnesota West's Fall 2025 scholarships is open, and you don't want to miss it. We're offering a variety of scholarships to help reduce tuition costs and support your education journey. Whether you're a new or returning student or a high school senior, there are options available for you, including scholarships for campuses, academic programs, workforce training, and more. Visit mnwest.edu for more details and apply today. Minnesota West, where your future begins.
State Line Bar and Grill is a popular dining destination by Lake Cochrane with a range of options from their steakhouse, sports bar, and grill menus. They offer a casual atmosphere for patrons to enjoy drinks and socialize. Saturday night is prime rib night. They are located at 4000 Edgewater Drive in Gary, South Dakota. State Line Bar and Grill is open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 1 a.m. Check their Facebook page for specials and updates. That's State Line Bar and Grill.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at KLQPFM.com.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparral and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparral and Yellow Medicine County and Lyon County.
Okay, welcome back here to Xcel Energy Center. The color guard is marching off the mat, middle of the mat. Nice job by a choir. Didn't catch the schools where the choir is from, but they have to retire the flag. before wrestling starts. And you'll hear a big ovation. Then the teams cross the mat and shake hands, and we're ready to start wrestling. Pretty impressive with all eight mats, with the teams out there lined up for the anthem. Now they're huddled around their coaches, and we're going to start wrestling here very soon.
Yeah, I got a pretty good shot of that. Took a picture of with all the teams standing out on the mat. So I'll send that to Paul, and he'll put it on the website. So pretty neat picture.
Pretty neat. Minnesota, one of the going back with history, one of the very first teams in the nation to have the dual meet concept. It was all individuals. Now every state in the nation has a team tournament. Well, we know for Canby, chances are that Anthony will be out there at 107 pounds, but we don't know who the North Central area team will send out. We'll have to look up at the scoreboard. That'll tell us.
Officials going over everything with the kids.
And then the very important flip of the disc will determine what team is the home and what team is the visitor, and that can have a factor in the outcome of the 13 matches.
Yeah, it's who's got to step on the mat first, and so if you're the odd or evens, you got your first match. If you're odds, you have to present first, and so yeah, that can make a difference of playing the game of who wrestles who.
Right. You don't always go by the program names in the program.
Right. And it can be kind of a headache for the coaches because it can kind of backfire on you sometimes if there's an upset on one you think you moved a kid to.
Right.
So Canby is going to be visitors. And United North Central going to be green on the mat.
Okay.
Well, a couple mats are already going here, and it's going to get loud. Canby, when they announced Canby, about a quarter of the corner over here,
oh,
with orange and blue, they stood up with a loud applause.
Very loud.
Coaches are over checking their kids in. It is going to be Cash Anthony. We don't know UNC's kids yet, so we'll have to wait till the board comes up. But they are
like Emmett Strong.
Emmett Strong
or School? Emmett School. He's a sophomore.
Emmett School, yeah.
And then the match is right here in front of us. Once again, Canby with the blue and orange, more blue than orange, and United North Central, pretty much the yellow singlet.
Yeah, so black
it
and yellow.
Yep, be pretty
easy to pick apart.
For sure.
And they're off here.
And we're at school.
Oh, Anthony shoots in on a nice double leg takedown, gets a quick takedown there, goes up 3-0 right away.
These folks are Ron and Barb, and we talked to him after the last match, and he says, I'd like to go in there and get that takedown.
He's
really
got that
good.
Country boy hooked up, trying to get Scoog to go over. Scoog is battling him. Gets his arm slipped out of that country boy, but, oh, you get a guy over in that, it's almost a guaranteed pin because it's tight.
Right.
But now he switches. He's got the far wrist, tries to tilt Scoog over, but Scoog does a nice job of blocking that one too. But Anthony's going out and setting the pace here.
We talked to him too about how long he's been in wrestling probably since kindergarten, and he said he had to cut a lot of weight this year.
Yeah,
he's a big 107
right. He figures he's close to 116 pounds right now. So he's put on some quick weight, and he's got Scoog on his back right now. I don't know if it's anything that's going to be a pinning combination there. He does a nice adjustment. Brings Scoog. He's got 39 seconds to go yet, so he's just got to lock up on that bottom arm and just keep the pressure on Scoog here, but he's going to come up with some big near fall points. He's a little high on the body to probably get a pin, but he still has 25 seconds to work this. Scoog is coming around, and he gets back to his base. Anthony just pops him right back over to his back. Oh, the crowd wants him to hook it up, and he's still got 13 seconds on the clock. Scoog doing a great job of fighting off this.
He is high.
Get the elbows peeled off. And that Scoog has done one heck of a job of fighting off his back. So he's going to survive it, but there's going to be a four-point near fall there for Anthony.
Leading 7-0.
So,
Anthony deferred, and Scoog is going to go neutral.
Well, Cash got in a nice double-leg takedown there and took Anthony right to his back. I'm not sure he should have went on his feet. There's Scoog. Anthony shoots in on another double and takes Scoog down. Yep. Another 3 points. So, 10-0 right now. Got him broke down flat on his stomach. Got a wrist tie here, double wrist tie. Now he goes to a cross face.
Working more than
tries to shoot in or wrap up a butcher, and Scoog turns his hips out. And immediately, Anthony went right to the far side cradle, but didn't get that locked up either.
Nope.
I think he does have it locked up now. He's still on the elbow, so he's trying to get Scoog tipped over one more time here. And there he goes in a. Oh, just jumped across and had the far side cradle, but we have a blood timeout. He had that locked up really nice. That would have been a nice cradle if you wouldn't have had any blood timeout here. He goes over and talks to the coaches, get a little information if there's something they saw that he should try.
So important in a dual meet to start the matchup with a victory and a very one-sided victory.
Yeah, he's guaranteed bonus points already unless Scoog does something. But, he's leading 10-0 right now with a lot of time left. So at least if he can't pin him, he probably will tech ball him, which is huge for a start.
Right. Well, they got the blood stopped and cotton in the nose, and looks like we're ready to go. Boy, in that first period, when he had him on his back, the head referee was going all over the place. I'm sure he worked up a sweat
trying to get underneath and see. Yeah.
He's pretty young and can move around pretty good.
Right now, Anthony just keeping Scoog pinned down to the mat, trying to get a head lever, trying to get some wrist control. Scoog grabs onto his own wrist and just pulls him out front. Now Anthony throws in a crossface. Just hammering away on him.
Tried to butcher and then went around.
Through a side cradle, yep. Takes him over, and this is a dandy. It looks like a very nice cradle. He's got Scoog in trouble and all kinds of time to work with it. 30 seconds to go here. Official right down in there looking. Scoog must have that inside shoulder up a little bit. Anthony's got that knee in there trying to bring him around, but he's going to get another four-point near fall.
Leading now 14-0, so if he does it again, he's got to pin him or else it'll be a tech fall.
Yep. Well, they'll take the bonus points either way.
Yep. Working for that.
The way the second period's going to end. Anthony leading 14-0.
And
Scoog chooses, or Anthony chose up.
Yep.
He's the one that deferred, so. He's looking for another quick turn, and then, like Rick said, if he turns him, he's got to pin him, or it'll be a tech ball. either way, it'll be a good start for Kansas.
He thinks he has a good advantage that way, because if he would have chosen neutral and gotten a takedown, it would have been over then.
Done deal. So, and he's done really well with crossface and cradles and butchers, so hopefully he's just going to take his time. He's got a minute 30 here yet to go to try and put on some dandy pin hold and get that extra 1 point for a pin.
We talk so much about that. Sometimes wrestlers ride people straight on. Anthony's moving from side to side. There's no way that the referees could call him for stalling.
He's trying to find an opening in somewhere, or get, you know, jumping side to side, catch a screw grip, an elbow up or something. He'll hammer in a half. He's doing a great job of just controlling, but he needs to somehow find that one extra turn. There's a warning for stalling on Scoog.
It only takes 6 minutes to wrestle a match, but it's probably the longest 6 minutes of their life, especially if you're being pinned. And now he lets Scoog go, and he's going to go for a takedown, and
he gets it.
There he gets it. Yep.
So 17-1.
So a 5-point decision for the team. Camby walks out with a 5-0 lead.
Good start.
Yep.
Okay, here we got Isaac Guzman, I believe. Off the whistle, he shoots down in on a nice low single, working it up, trying to lift. And he gets the takedown right off the get-go. Good takedown.
Isaac Guston, Adam Anderson for United North Central. Alton Anderson, A-L-T-O-N.
Right here, Guzman's got him tipped on his back here.
And there's the fall.
Wow.
He was basically sitting on his chest
and just held Anderson down to the mat.
6 seconds.
And just got the fall.
Didn't even...
Kind of sitting on him and looking at the crowd when he got the pin. And Candy was loving that. So that makes it 11-0 right now, going into 121. This is Eli Greenman, I believe. That one not up on the board yet.
Well, that was a quick pin by Guzman.
That was a weird pin, but it worked. There we go. Matt, one up in the corner.
Great.
Yep. Ty Rangard here for Camby.
Yep. He's a ninth grader, and then Cooper,
Rife,
R-I-F-E, junior. And they're kind of...
I shot in on a... He's trying to come around the corner. Here we are in that kind of a scramble position again. Both guys got a hold of each other's legs, and they're probably just going to sit there. And the official calls a stalemate and gets a fresh start. 45 seconds gone in the first period. Well, right off the whistle, Rangard does a little, kind of a half shot, gets Rife to kind of stumble, and then he's got him in the front headlock now, but he just about went around the corner on that, got a takedown. Both guys back on their feet. Rangard goes around the corner. He's got a body lock on Wright, trying to take him right to his back, and he does.
Oh, this is tight,
and he's got a 45-second period to try and pin him here.
Walking around the head, trying to get the shoulders down.
That was 35 seconds yet, squeezing on it. Oh, that's got to be close. Wright is doing a heck of a nice job bridging, but if Rangard can... And Rife gets off his back, and he throws him right back over in another one. So he'll get more near fall.
he's going to get awarded a 4-point near fall, and he takes that to a different hole, so it's a whole going to be a whole near fall.
He'll get another four.
Another four.
Yeah. 11 to nothing already. The first period ends. Yeah, I don't know.
Reif is going to get an escape right at the end there.
But. I don't know if it. I guess that the game won. Yeah.
It is Rangard's choice. He's going to choose neutral. He took him down very easy twice, or not. Took him down and turned him anyway.
There he's in on a double. Got Rice up in the air.
Oh, Rice is back.
When you pick a person up, you've got to bring him down fairly gently. Most people do it bringing one knee down first and then the body. But he picked him up and he brought him down very soft without putting a knee down.
Now, typically what the official looks for on that is your knee's got to hit the mat before your opponent hits the mat. And there's been a couple pretty hard slams down here, but they called them too. So
yeah. So already it's 14-1, and then he gives Rife an escape. And he's in there on that double again, and he gets a takedown right away. And it's okay. Another tech ball.
At 3:39.
We'll take this break, and we'll be back with the next weight class after this.
The time is 5:16.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. It's just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Back here for United North Central is Sam Ruckel, R-O-K-I-O. He's a eighth grader against Eli Greenman for Canby.
No points been scored yet, but Isaac was in pretty. Oh, this is Eli Greenman. Let's see. Yeah, Eli Greenman out here.
Yeah, he is.
I'm losing now.
Ruko is an eighth grader with a 21-10 record. Kind of surprised that he got the takedown, huh? No.
Yeah, he's got takes a 3-point lead.
Yeah. He like trying to get to his base. Rico riding a little bit high now.
Trying to throw in a cross face cradle here. Eli doing a good job of getting some hand control, just hanging onto that wrist, not letting him grab his own hand. He's got the left ankle of Greenman hooked. Just riding very high on him, but
now he's up on his feet.
He's got some blood or what? Oh, yeah. Official stopped it for blood time.
Okay.
So Eli can go over and talk to his coaches, get a little information, what they want him to try. Check him out and see if he's got any blood on him. He does a little bit, so the coach is going to get some wipes and clean him up. They cut the blood time and got everybody cleaned up, and we're ready to go. So Canby out to a quick 16-0 lead. We talk about it every time we're doing this, but your start is so valuable, and the first three guys for Canby have come out firing.
Yep. There. Eli stands up, and he's got to give him the one escape.
So 3-1 right now in favor of Welko. A lot of time left. 14 seconds in the first period here. Not too much time left there. Oh, Greenman shoots in on a nice low single, but Rocco just kind of blocks it off. He's got to hang on to this for dear life for a couple seconds, and he does. So
yep.
3-1 at the end of the first period.
Oh, for Eastrider there.
Wow. Yeah.
He defers, and Eli chooses down. Okay, off the whistle, he tries to stand up, but Rucco takes one of those legs away, and he's got him pulled up a little bit with the cross face, trying to reach underneath for that cradle.
Eli trying to grab hands and keep him hands from being able to lock up the cradle. Now he stands up to his feet, and Rucco just shoves him away.
Yeah. So, 3-2 right now. 30 seconds gone in the second period. Working on some hand control.
He's got in on a couple singles, but hasn't not been able to finish them. Credit to Rucco. He's a pretty tough little eighth grader.
Yeah.
He's a big eighth grader. He's built pretty well, and he's long.
Yep.
So he's going to be around for a few more years.
Yep. Remember that name.
Remember that name.
From the Norman Sabika.
Eli shoots in on another nice single, and Brandon has the ball going down.
Now he takes the lead 5-3. Rucco gets the escape, got up and gripped the hands and got the escape. 5-4 now.
Well, like we said, Eli's had 3 good shots, made one work now, so he's building confidence as this match goes along at getting in on some good shots. He's had 2 great shots on singles, and I think one was a double, so. Leading 5-4. And there he goes in on another, just powers Rucco down and tucks his head.
Yeah.
And Rucco comes back up to his feet. Eli throws in legs, and the officials stop it for potentially dangerous.
His parents are Eric and Rhonda.
So leading 8-4 right now. Rucco stands up. Eli's following him down. Now he's in way down low. He's got to crawl up.
Excuse me, his folks are Mike and Tammy.
No points given there. They went out of bounds. Eli was wrapped around both ankles and just trying to pull himself up, but Rucco kept kicking and ended up going out of bounds. No points exchanged.
Rocco's choice. Eli riding from the left side. Rucco trying to stand up. Eli brings him down, kind of right on himself, and then gets in on top.
He's doing a good job of riding right here, just keeping him pinned down on the mat, working his wrists. Gets the wrist tucked underneath, trying to circle and circle. Rucco over on his hip, but tried to reach for the butcher, but Rucco felt that coming and went right back to his belly.
8-4, with 1:30 left, 90 seconds left in the match. Can be leading in the score by the score of 16-0.
Rucco gets away here, so 8-5. Here's where that 3-point takedown is a big deal.
Oh, Freeman comes alive by her.
Yep. So he'll go ahead 11-5.
Shot in there for a single and then kept going around the corner. As Danny said, now he let him go. So
building confidence with every takedown here. Now, right away, Rucco got in on Eli and took him down, and now it's been 3 takedowns in a row for Eli.
Yeah, you go to the bank, and you get $3 for $1.
Eli shoots in down underneath, but Rucco blocks that right out on the edge of the mat.
Under 30 seconds left in the match.
Actually stepping on the mat right next to him, but there's no wrestles. Oh, there he does another nice little duck under, going around the corner, and he's going to get another 3-point takedown.
14-6.
That was a quick little fly-by duck under, whatever you want to call it, but he got Greenman, or Rucco pushing in hard, and when your opponent's coming at you hard, it's a lot easier to do those moves, because his momentum's coming right at you. Now Rucco stands up, and Eli kind of just falls down, goes around, still control of one leg. No points awarded here. That's going to end the match.
Yep.
14-6.
There's another 4 points for Camby. Now leading by the score of 20-0. Keep it right here. For the next week, Klaus.
We haven't got it up yet.
No.
I'm guessing this is Ben and Geesey. We will find out here shortly. United North Central has not brought a guy out on the mat yet. Here he comes. So we should get this real shortly here. Okay, it comes quick enough. There we go.
Carter. Aaron.
Here.
A freshman.
Davin Banningen.
And Davin. Okay. Two freshmen wrestling. And Davin in there on a single, drops down to a double, right on the edge of the mat, and Aaron coming around trying to turn the corner, and they go off the mat. Well, Camby initiated the move, and they went off towards the end of the mat, and United North Central almost got the takedown. Now they're...
Oh, Aaron steps in, or Arn steps in on a double underhook and tries to body lock Davin. Now Davin backing out, trying to get out of that. They stepped out of bounds. Yep. They stepped out of bounds and stepped back in, and the official stopped it. Back to the middle.
No score.
Davin goes down to one knee to keep his position low, because I think this Arn likes to maybe throw, because he was really coming after Davin when he had that double underhook. Davin was scrambling. Now he jacks it up with a single underhook again. Davin goes to a high single, loses the grip. Now he goes to a headlock, slips off it, and they go down to the mat, and Arndt is going to come up with a three-point takedown. A little bit of blood here on Davin. I'm going to go over and get that fixed up.
Carter Arndt, a freshman with a 21-6 record going into today, and Davin, also a freshman with 11-14, but he's done a good job in those first two matches.
Yep. Over talking to the coach, rather getting cleaned up, giving him a couple suggestions. Don't know if there's any. They don't have any. Well, they do have a wristband down on the mat over here, so official going over to the Camby coaches trying to alert them that there's blood to clean up in the corner of the mat.
Okay, ready to go here now.
That coach Stokes out cleaning up the blood. He does it all.
Uh, 47 seconds left in the first period. No score. Three to nothing for Arn.
They're back at it here. Davin is down. Oops, we had a little false start. I think it was Davin that rocked.
Yeah, it did.
No, it might have been. It might have been Arndt. It was on the green, is what he raised up. So
yep.
Caution on Arndt.
So he tried away. Now he's up on his feet.
Arndt's got a leg locked in. I'm surprised the official let it go. Now he switches it over to an Iowa ride. Ooh. Davin comes out, gets a hold of that inside leg, but Arndt has that hook to an Iowa ride.
Four
tries to take
out.
Him over the top. Davin's coming out. If he pops his head out, he's going to get a reversal.
Yep. 3-2 now, and looks like we got blood again.
I can believe that, the way he was trying to squeeze out of there.
Yeah.
If he was bleeding a nosebleed before, it probably is going to be worse. But he gets a nice two-point reversal out of that. Got Arndt a little high on his body and was able to kind of sneak out the back door. Got a little blood out in the center circle now. Coach Stokes is getting a workout here. Out cleaning up the blood after his kids. Probably doesn't mind it a bit.
No.
Sitting there talking to the old official while they're cleaning it up. Looks like he's got everything all shined up now. Steven back out on the mat. Carter Arndt still talking to his coaches. Oh, they got a little bit on the uniform. They're trying to get wiped off.
Okay, we're ready to roll now. Resume. With 18 seconds left in the first period.
Not a lot of points there, but a lot of action between these two. Arndt tries to reach back and hit a switch on the off the whistle, and Damon just brings him back forward and breaks him down. 10 seconds. Ooh, goes up with a stiff cross face. Breaks Arndt back down to his hip. And that's going to do it.
Yep. Choice goes to Damon. He defers. Arndt chooses down. Even riding from the right side looks like trailing 3-2.
Nope, another caution here. Might have been another. Nope.
That timer was on David.
Yep. Just jumped the whistle a little bit. No points, no damage done, but if he does it again, it'll be points.
Yep.
Off the whistle, he breaks Arndt down, trying to weave in an arm bar. He has it in. He's got Arndt down flat on his belly. He's got, or Arndt's got a leg hook. Yep, but if David can free that leg up there, he's coming around the corner. He's got a good arm bar in here with the, had the far wrist, lost it. Now he's got it back. Now he's trying to take him over. Arndt's doing a good job of blocking this. Wow. He's got that arm bar. Oh, there he's trying to take him over. Arndt almost rolled it through. He was a quarter turn from getting some near fall points. He still has that arm bar in. Working that hard. Arndt has a hook on one leg and his arms on the other leg. So he's got David a little off balance, but now they go back. Now David's in an Iowa ride here. Cranking on the left side of Arndt. 1 minute to go, second period. There he's got the arm bar again, but Arndt is able to pull that out. He's had a couple nice arm bars in here that just about got him points,
right?
He's going to keep working on that. Official talking to Arndt about got to move.
David's mom is Casey.
Still 3-2, but I'll tell you what, Van Ingen's been beating on Arndt here this second period. That might pay dividends in the third period. He hasn't let him get off the mat. Now he's got the arm bar in again, and there's a warning on Arndt. For stalling. David had a nice arm bar in. Now he tries to jump across, throwing the half on the far side.
15 seconds left in the period.
He is working out over here. There. Oh, just
one
got
count.
A one count.
Yep.
Still got time to get one. Now he's getting counts.
Yep.
He can hold him here. It's going to be a four-pointer. It is going to be a four-pointer, and that's going to end the second period. So Van Egan takes the lead 6-3. And it will be David's choice. And he's going to choose up. After that period, I understand why. He won him hard.
Yeah.
He never let Arndt get up on anything.
Riding from the right side. He beat off the whistle and broke him down to the mat right away.
Weaving another armbar here on the left side, trying to hook up a double arm bar or get the far wrist, one of the two. There he gets the double arm bar. He's got a lot of time to sit and work on this. He has not been warned or nothing, so he can sit and work. And they're not going to warn you for stalling when you're throwing in a pinning combination, but Arndt is just kind of laying there. Now he's got the double hooked up, and he walks around the front. He's got Arndt on his back, and this is tight. And he's got a lot of time to work. 125, trying to get his head out from underneath and just sit up and he's got Arndt in a lot of trouble right here. This is painful. he can sit on this the rest of the period, or while he's trying to pin him right now. But it's a great way to eat up a bunch of time, and they're going to stop it for 5 points because injury on the shoulder here. Okay, he would have got 4 points, but when the official stops it for injury, they get an extra point for stopping it.
Yep. That's what you came out.
Basically, gets a five-point near fall there.
They're starting the injury clock.
So leading 11 to 3 right now. We got a little injury timeout.
And so far,
I'm not sure why they're running the clock.
So far, it's been all candy.
Yeah.
First four matches, shutting United North Central out.
Well, the way Carter Hunt started out, I mean, he took down Davin pretty quick, but it's been nothing but Davin ever since.
Yeah.
He's just completely taken control of this match. 1:07 to go in the third period. Off the whistle.
Hunt tries to sit out right away.
Davin went with it, brought him back around to the base position.
Trying to hook in a near-side cradle.
And he's got Hunt on the way over again. He had that near-side leg hook, and now he's running, trying to get that far arm. 44 seconds to go here. Breaks Hunt back down to the mat. Well, he's working hard here. He wants to get some more bonus points. He's got a major right now.
Right now, yeah.
So, yeah, one more turn secures him. If he has to, he can just let him go and push him away. But right here, it looks like the official's going to let him go. Now he jumps across, gets an arm bar in again, and he's taking Arts over one more time. He's going to go for more points.
Yeah.
He's going to secure that major.
Yep.
I think he wants to try and pin him with 10 seconds to go. He keeps cranking on that arm bar, but kind of looks like this might be the way the match ends here.
Yep.
3 seconds to go, and he's going to be awarded another
major
2-point near fall.
And it makes the team score now 24-0.
That
wasn't a tech call.
Yeah. Game. Oh, 13-3, so just
we'll take
major.
This break, and we'll be back with the next weight class after this.
The new 2025 Fords are arriving daily at Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212. And because of that, they're offering clearance prices on remaining 2024s. You'll also get special financing and cash rebates on select models. They have a great selection of used vehicles on the lot too, like a 2022 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive with only 12,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2021 Ford Bronco Big Ben 4x4 Sharp with only 23,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 XLT Sport, only 39,000 miles on it. And be sure to check out their website at leemtrco.com or give them a call 320-769-2365. Lee Motor Company, Dawson.
Back here at the Xcel Energy Center, we've got Yeezy out here for Camby. Mike and Maggie are his folks, and he's leading. Well, he didn't get the
no points awarded
no
yet.
Points.
Yeah.
He was in there good, though.
Stop it for a stalemate. Neither guy could advance on it, so the official stops it. Fresh start. 1:13 to go here, first period.
It's Creek Coal, K-O-O, at Anchor, 25-10. And Brennan, freshman, 12-16.
Cole's got him in a Russian tire, just kind of walking him down, but they're right out on the edge of the circle. Now Brennan shoots back in, tries to push Cole. He's trying to dunk his head underneath here, but Cole's got some long arms. He's got Brennan in a Russian tie and just kind of walking him around, trying to find an opening. They're going to be a stalemate. Best start. 35 seconds to go here, first period.
Oh, United North Central's got a number of eighth graders, so they may be a force up in section 8, single A.
for a few years here. The Norman used to have some pretty good teams back in the day.
Very good in football.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it shoots down in under a fireman's, but Cole kind of has got a leg locked up or an arm locked up with his legs, and they go out of bounds. Nice fireman's carry attempt by Brennan Greasy.
Football coaches love wrestlers.
Yep. Typically, yeah.
Up the way. Okay. No scoring yet.
Oh, in the first period, a little bit of blood.
Yep.
With its on Brennan here. Brennan Geese, he's got a little blood coming, and so they're going to get that cleaned up. 0-0. I did not see, did Cole defer?
I'm not sure.
We'll see when they get to what position. It's their choice.
Yep. Mike and Maggie, I think I said that, but our folks, we're saying again.
Okay, they got it stopped here, so cut the blood time. Get ready to go here, second period, 0-0. I think Cole is
going to ride, looks like, from the left side.
Cole must have chose down.
Cole does nice stand-up right away, tries to do a standing switch. Did he come around the corner? Yes, he did. And then picks Easy up and brings him down to the mat. Easy popped up as soon as he gave up that reversal, but Cole stopped that. Got a deep waist in. And
right out on the edge of the mat,
yep.
And they sneak out.
Yep.
They might have still been in the circle a little bit, but the scorer's table is right there, so
yeah.
These guys are long enough where they could get tangled up at the table and make a mess, so the official just stops it quick. Fresh start.
Off the whistle. I think Cole beat Brent Easy to the punch there and brought him down the mat, but now...
Oh, he got a cradle.
Standing cradle.
Slapped it on Brennan as Brennan was trying to come up. He takes Brennan over. Brennan's trying to kick over it. This is a good cradle. It's pretty tight. Brennan's kicking that three leg as much as he can.
Got a lot of time, a minute.
1 minute to go.
Yeah.
He must have that inside shoulder up pretty good. Looks like Cole's trying to get that knee to push that inside shoulder down, but Brennan's looking at him. There's the call.
Okay, that's 3 minutes and 9 seconds. And that puts United North Central on the board for the first time. 24-6 at this point, going into the next weight.
I think this is Talon Merritt. Official was over talking to Coach Stokes. I don't know what that was about because the match hasn't even started. But oh, they were saying he choked him out kind of in that cradle, which could have happened.
Talon Merritt out there for Camby and Flynn Baker. B-A-K-K-E.
Baki.
A freshman. Another underclassman for...
Boy, they're young.
Yeah, they are.
They will be back down here, people.
Yeah.
off the whistle, Talon gets in a tie and tries to snap Baki's head down, but he counters it, and they stop it. A little bit of blood.
Baki, a freshman, and Talon, a sophomore, so they could be each other. Yeah.
Next 3 years.
Yeah.
Depends on who grows.
And some other matches going on while they're looking at the stopping the blood. Marshall was ahead of Grand Mac, but I don't know what weight they're in. After 138, they're ahead of Grand Rapids 14-9. Similarly is up on Becker 16-9 after 133.
All right, we got the blood stopped here. Fallon coming back out on the mat. Official checks out his hands, make sure everything's cleaned up, and we're ready to go.
Jackson County Central and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial tied at 9 apiece after 1:38.
Oh, Merritt shoots in, gets caught underneath, kind of in a front headlock, does a little Kelly. He had Bakke on his hip, but this kid for a freshman is the real deal. Now Fallon comes around, and they scramble and they go out of bounds, so no points awarded. It was a great shot by Fallon. He got in deep, but Bakke held it off.
Yeah.
Fallon tried to do a couple. There he comes around the corner. It'll slide by, and that's going to be a takedown.
Yeah. And he lets him roll right away. 3-1. Shoots in again on a single.
Bakke catches him and puts him on his back.
Oh, wow.
Catches him in kind of a three-quarter Nelson and just hips him over. Bakke's going to get awarded a three-point takedown, so he'll take the lead 4-3 right now. Good job by Merritt getting off his back, because that was tight.
Uh-oh.
Bakke trying to pick up that near leg and bring it forward. Now he hooks the ankle and readjusts. Fallon tries to pull him over the top. He's got him pretty high right now, but Bakke's got the leg hooked in and brings Fallon back down just 10 seconds ago here, first period. Looks like that's the way it's going to end. Bakke jumps up on a half Nelson, but not going to get anything. So 4-3 in favor of Flynn Bakke. It's Fallon's choice. Got a little bit of blood on the lip again. He must have, while dieting, you dry out. Fallon is going to defer. We're over getting a little clean up again on the blood. So,
upon the conclusion of this match, Coach Gary Stokes will come up and we'll recap this match and have the neon needles post-match show. And we will be done on the radio for the night. But we're going to stay and watch.
Yeah, there should be some good matches coming up.
Yep.
We got one of the trainers looking at him. I don't know if he split his lip or. Sometimes when you're cutting a lot of weight, you dry out and your lips start cracking, and man, that can be a bleeder.
Well, they got the blood stopped anyway.
Yeah, we're just cleaning up. There we go. So, Fallon defers, and Bakke is going to go neutral.
And then he is ahead right now, 4-3.
Bakke's ahead, 4-3.
Yeah.
Fallon had a dandy front headlock there, just about took Bakke over, but Bakke countered that and ended up getting the takedown himself. Oh, another Fallon shoots in a nice
single,
double leg, single to a double, and then they go out of bounds. Bakke's headgear got ripped off his right down over his face, so he readjusts, and another nice shot by Fallon there. He was in deep. Bakke's a tough kid. He catches that three-quarter when they come in and tries to throw it, or a chin lock, whatever you want to call it. But Fallon was in pretty deep on that one and did not get the takedown. Snaps him down, trying to go around the corner, and he gets it. Good scramble by Fallon there. So 6-4. Crawls out front, but Bakke stands up and gets away.
6-5. Well, if you can take him down and let him up and take him down again, it's to your advantage. I don't think it's planned that way, but Bakke trying to get a double underhook in right on the edge of the mat.
So he's got that chin lock again on Fallon, but Fallon takes him over, and this is tight because Bakke was exposed with that chin lock. Fallon's got a lot of time here, 42 seconds here. Bakke gets off his back, but Fallon's going to pick up four near fall, so he gets a takedown out of that and four near fall.
Oh boy, 7 points right there. 13-5 at that
Yep, 13-5
okay.
In favor of Merritt. Nice scramble by Dallin there. It was, yeah.
That was tight, too.
Woo. Credit to Bakke for getting out of that, because that was tight when he went over his back. That, I didn't think he was coming off his back, but now he's a little bit dinged from that, I think. It was tight. I don't think it was anything illegal. Nothing was called anyway. So, but Bakke, I think, is claiming that he was on the neck and kind of out of gas. Gets a little drink of water and ready to go here. I think it's just 39 seconds left in the second period here, so a lot of time, but Bakke's ready. Dallin comes back out. Bakke's down. Dallin climbs on the left side off the whistle, goes down to the far ankle, chops the near elbow, trying to break Bakke down. Bakke keeps his base, does not let Dallin break him down. Now Dallin tries to throw in a half. Bakke sitting back, does a sit out and gets away. 20 seconds to go.
Blaine and Brooke are Dallin's folks.
Shot in and Bakke caught him, who's coming around the corner. I don't know if any points have been awarded yet. They have not. Now Dallin steps up over the ankle, and there's a 3-point takedown for Bakke.
13-9, and we got a stoppage in the match again.
That was the end of the
period.
Yep. So third period here. 13-9. Yeah, it'll be Talon's choice.
And he chooses down.
Like that choice. The official gets some set, tells Bakke to get on.
I don't know.
Gotta do an optional stop. I don't know what they were talking to the official about. Climbs on the left side off the whistle. Dallin tries to stand up. Wow. Bakke, he just about had a reversal there, and Bakke just hung on with the leg. Now he's got a double hook on Dallin. Dallin's got to be careful here. This Bakke kid, for being young, is tough.
He's a freshman.
Wow.
Dallin only a sophomore.
Dallin gets back up to his base, reaches back, gets a hold of one of Bakke's legs, trying to lift him. Bakke does have that chin lock on. Now Dallin takes him down, and he's got him on his back. Oh, this is tight. He's got a lot of time, minute 24 to go. Bakke's working off his back, but Dallin's going to get a two-point reversal and a four-point near fall, so 19-9 right now. Bakke kind of put himself into that one by trying to hang on. Now he's getting warned for stalling underneath. Dallin whips an armbar up on his back, trying to go for that far wrist. He wants more. He's taking Bakke over. There's a lot of time. 40.
Bakke's running out of gas.
I think he did run out of gas.
Okay, at 5:15, gives Gamby 6-4 points, leading now 30-6. We'll take this break and we'll be back at the next week class after this.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering 4 locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
Back here at the Excel Energy Center, Sam Dreetzel, senior with a 31-9 record, against Conrad Cole, just a sophomore, 21-9. So another young.
They are young.
Yeah, they are young.
Young and impressive.
They are going to be around for a while.
Yep.
Right out on the edge of the mat, Sam Greet steps in, kind of does a head pop on Kroll, and Kroll just tucks it and slides by him and just about come in to get Sam's leg there.
John and Amy are Sam's folks. Pulls in out a nice career.
Yeah.
He said in the interview that he wants to be on the podium individually, too.
Greet did a little head shuck on Kroll, and then Kroll just got him in a Russian tie. Now Sam's in a front headlock, snaps him by, and gets a three-point takedown.
And Sam comes around, got
Kroll
hopping on one leg.
Kroll's got Sam hopping on one leg. He's trying to take him down here. Oh, Sam does a little duck under roll through, but 30 seconds to go. Sam's still leading 3-0. I don't think anybody's going to do anything here. They both have each other's ankles wrapped up. It should be a stalemate pretty quick because nobody's gaining position here. Well, maybe now they're going to. Sam's coming out the back door, and there's the stalemate. 16 seconds to go. Sam leading 3-0. It was so tight, they peeled his leg band off. So Kroll is still down. 16 seconds to go. Sam takes a quick look at the clock before he gets on. Kroll's into a deep waist. Kind of looks like that's the way the period's going to end here.
Sam trying to get out to a side to turn him over, but ran out of time.
So 3-0 at the end of the first period. It is Cole's choice.
He defers, and Sam chooses down. Ahead 3-0.
I think we must have a little score table issue here, trying to get the clock set. So they're just going to run it off another clock, I guess. They have nothing on the board. We're not going to know how much time there they go.
Yeah.
Right off the whistle, Sam chose down, steps up, and Kroll picks up one leg, got him up hopping around in one leg again, but Sam's putting a lot of pressure on Kroll's shoulders. Does have right on here at Kroll. Now Kroll trying to climb up that leg, switches to a double. Sam gets back out of that. He's trying to turn inside on this. Now he gets Kroll broke down. Whips over the weave. He's trying to turn Kroll here. He can get that. There he gets a two-point reversal. Nice scramble by Sam there.
Oh, then Kroll comes back. Did you get a reversal back?
Nope. Yep. Sam got two near fall. Sam did.
Okay.
His Kroll's still on the bottom, so. 7-0 right now. Must have been I was writing down the reversal when he got two near fall off that, so. Oof, throws in a stiff crossface on Kroll. Gets the far side Kroll locked up. He's going to take a suicide over, and his feet are still in bounds, so he's going to get some more near fall. Kroll ended up breaking the cradle, but 41 seconds go in the second period, two more near fall. You get a little nervous when you see that suicide cradle going over, but these guys know when they've got it locked up good enough that they can hang on to it. So 9-0.
Oh, tries to stand up, and Sam breaks him down right away, flat on the mat.
Yeah, he just went down.
Trying to work the power half there with his forearm.
Camby has come out, and they are just firing, man. They are aggressive. Going to get a warning on stalling for Kroll underneath.
You know, I don't think they're out of shape or anything. They're physically maybe mismatched a little bit.
Yeah,
but
just age-wise, yeah.
Age-wise, maturity-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're going to be tough.
Team to reckon for in the future.
Absolutely. That's going to end the second period here. Sam Brees going to take a 9-0. Kind of got Kroll balled up under there and Curl's shaking his hand off like he tapped or his shoulder maybe a little bit, but nothing illegal on it. So they're just giving him a little time to.
His arm went to sleep or something.
Yeah. Well, he had an armbar in buried deep, so that probably did happen. I think it was Cole's choice, and he's going to choose neutral, I believe the official just showed. We'll wait for a second here. There we go. Yep, both guys are going to go on their feet. Sam's just got to watch any throws here. It seems like this United North Central team, they like to grab them chin locks and underarm hooks and go with it. So right here he's trying to step in on Sam. Sam blocks it off, and they separate.
Cole shoots in to Sam. Sam sprawls back. Trying to turn the corner on Cole. Get out in front. Trying to go around.
And get that near side trailer. He's got Cole balled up, but he's going to get a 3-point near call off of that. Leading 12-0 now. We're working for that tech ball here, if nothing else. 1 point for must have been something he formed to the back of the head or something, a little firm, so they gave Curl a technical 1 point against Sam, so it's 12-1 right now, and he's going to go optional start. They just push him away, try to get another cradle.
Curl stands up and gets the escape. So 12-2.
So he needs a 7-point move here. Oh, Cole shoots in on a nice single. Sam trying to get his leg out of there. Cole's got it kind of tucked up on his shoulder. Sam now breaks him down, trying to work that leg free. And he's coming around. Cole still has that one leg locked up and not giving it up, so there's been no points awarded. That there he gets it. Finally kept working around that corner. He got the takedown.
And he lets him roll. So 15-3, another takedown will probably end it. Yeah. Another takedown will end it.
Yep. One takedown will be perfect for a tech ball.
Got 29 seconds to get it.
Cole goes into a Russian tie here, just hanging on to one of Sam's arms, not letting him use that arm. Sam's trying to get that out of there desperately, and they're right out on the edge of the mat. Circle back in, 15 seconds to go. Sam trying to pull him out of bounds, and he does to get a fresh start. 11 seconds he's got to get a takedown. Not sure what the officials were talking about there, but warning for stalling because he sat there and talked to his coach on the edge of the mat, which is a good call. It's not going to be any points or anything, but oh, that would be a 1 point, yeah.
Well, that's all them.
So end up 15-3.
Yeah. 4 points more for Candy. Thirty-four to six now. Coming up on the next weight class.
Yes. We need one more win here to lock it in. This Blake Deasy? I believe so. Yeah, Blake Deasy for Candy.
Yep. Senior with a 36-6 record. Zach Davidson, a senior, 14-1. Well, he's got a knee brace on, so
probably missed a few matches.
Yeah. Or a knee pad, I guess. Well,
yeah,
looks like a brace. Sam's got, or Blake's got one on, too.
They both have them on the right knee, so sometimes that's covering up, put it on your good knee, so they go after that. Davidson just got a nice takedown on Blake and then cut him loose right away.
14-1, so he's missed a big part of the season. 15 matches when you can have 45.
Right.
Before
probably a football injury or something that he had to recover from.
Could be.
1 minute to go in the first period. Davidson leads 6-2. What grade is Davidson in? Senior?
He's a senior.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the physically mature. I mean, you can tell that on him. Those other big young kids, I mean, they're going to be dandies, but they're just outgunned when you're wrestling somebody 3 years older than you.
Yeah. Well, Blake. Blake's a senior as well.
Yeah. David Davidson shot in underneath. Yeah. Blake just about, he had him in the front headlock and then just tried a shuck on him and just about got it, but Davidson reacted to it, blocked it off, and went out of bounds.
Short time left in the period.
Neither guy's going to risk anything here.
And that ends. Choice goes to Beasley, defers, and a goal neutral.
You can tell the matches are getting closer and closer to the end. People are getting more loud.
Yeah.
Every match is starting to count. If Canby can secure a win here in this match, he'll lock up fifth place. Davidson comes in and tries a half shot on Blake, but Blake sprawls down. Both guys back on their feet. Now Blake walking him around with a Russian tie. Right out on the edge of the mat, right in front of the coaches.
He shoots in for down the legs and scramble around.
Right out, right in front of the scores table. You think they would have shut that down there, but they let him keep going. 1:10 to go in the second period. Still 6-2. Oh, Blake just grabs an arm and shucks it by. He knocked Davidson off balance and actually got him to go down to the mat, but he was able to recover from that. And
they go off the mat.
Yep, no points.
Oh, there's Houston on a single.
Very nice single, just slick. No points awarded yet. Davidson still hanging on to that body, 45 seconds to go. Blake has put him into some pressure position here, and there he gets the takedown.
So 6-5 right now.
That was a nice takedown. He just shot down underneath, dropped his level, and got that single and just bulldogged into him.
Under 30 seconds left in the match. And
so there's third period to go. Yeah, we got a whole period to go. So right here, Davidson just kind of stops and looks at the clock, and immediately the official warns him for stalling. He's just laying there, and then he gets up on his feet and gets away.
Down to 5 seconds left in the second period. That's all it'll end. Davidson ahead, 7-5.
Should be Blake's choice.
He chooses down. And Davidson's going to let him go.
7-6.
Don't have it on the scoreboard yet.
There we go.
All right. Referee had a little chat with them.
Oh, there's Blake shot in another single, but Davidson took him, just kind of spun around on that, and he got the takedown.
And then he let Blake go right away, so 10-7 now.
10-7. Still within reach.
Yep. Oh, there's that single. Blake, there, and he gets a takedown, the 3 points, ties it up.
I don't know. He's talking to the coaches. I wonder if he shouldn't cut him, but he's taking him down pretty easy. Maybe he wants to try and ride him for a little bit. No, now he's going to cut him.
Let him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's had some real good shots in here.
Yep. So he's trailing 11 to 10. A lot of time left.
Yeah.
Over a minute.
He probably tried to push that last shot a little bit. He didn't get in on
Davidson's ready for it. Single now goes the other side.
Trying to dump him into Kelly here. Davidson's got an underhook on the on his right arm. Blake goes down, tries to get another single, and they're right out of the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds. Fresh start. Both guys up. Davidson leading by one. We've got a lot of time, 48 seconds to go.
Nice change of levels. The shot in there, but Davidson countered as well. Still both on their feet.
Davidson does have a warning on
yeah.
So he's got to keep working a little bit here. Just out of bounds. Blake got his hands out of bounds just before Davidson got around the corner. So good work by Blake there, knowing where he was at.
Under 30 seconds, trailing by one. He shoots in. Davidson.
No takedown.
Nope.
Blake bumps right back up to his feet, and there he gets it.
Now he gets it. 14 to 10, and Blake gets a an escape. Under 10 seconds left. Pushes down the head, trying to come around the corner.
Warning for stalling. Point for Blake.
Not enough time, though. 2 seconds
left. 2 seconds to go, down by two. What a match.
Yeah.
That's going to do it. Good match.
Yep.
But even though he lost, it was a heck of a match.
Yep. Three matches left.
Four. 72 coming out.
Okay.
So this is Bert Elson. Yep.
Sawyer Verhulst, senior, 18 and 18. Johnson is the last name. Ford Joyce, F-O-R-D, Y-C-E.
Fortis,
okay. Junior, 11 and 4, so another maybe injury. Johnson is the last name.
Half a minute gone in the first period here. Both guys kind of in a front head tie here. Right on the edge of the circle, and the wrestler's on the other mat right there, so the official breaks it.
Yeah,
fresh start in the middle.
Joyce Johnson, the junior.
Both guys just in a little head tie here, down to a minute.
Lee and Brandy are Sawyer's folks. Right on the edge of the match.
One swings his legs out, the other one swings his legs in.
Now they go out. Both about the same. Well, it looks like Johnson likes to go upper body. Got an underhook on one side. And he shoots in. Sawyer falls back. They break apart. Both on their feet. Now Johnson shoots in and off the mat they go, right in front of the scorer's table. Short time left in the first period. That's how the first period is going to end. Listening to Johnson, he defers.
Sawyer chooses down. Johnson got a ride from the left side.
Well, with four matches to go, the most they can get is 33 points.
So it's over.
Camby's already got 34, so like I said earlier, I'm not the best at math, but I think I got that one figured out.
Well,
right here, Johnson's
got Sawyer on his back. A lot of time. Oh, boy.
Sawyer doing a good job of bucking around, and he finally gets his hips turned and gets back.
4 points near fall, so 4-0 for Johnson.
Johnson's got those legs wrapped around the body of Pearl's, trying to tip him again, just cranking on them arms, digging that elbow in the back of the head. Takes a lot of wind out of the bottom guy when you got the double leg hooks in, and the official calls a stalemate there. Get a fresh start for Sawyer here.
At the whistle, Johnson throws a leg in again. Right on top of him, working.
And he likes riding them legs hard, and then you sit high on that, kind of got your pelvis right up almost under their shoulder blades. You're up and sitting way up high on the shoulders, and man, it's impossible to get up out of that. And they sit there and crank on your arms, and it just kind of wears you down.
Yeah. Under 35 seconds left in the second period.
Johnson cranking on the power half there. It's going to be another stalemate.
Sawyer needs a good whistle here.
Right, get out of there. Don't let sit in there and let him get the legs locked up. Try something different than you have. Just kind of sat and grabbed wrists there for a little bit. Johnson crawls right up on them shoulders with a double underhook. Now sticks the legs in again. 19 seconds to go. It will be Johnson's choice, too, here in the third period. So, boy, he's a tough rider. He has not let Royals even get off his belly. Now Johnson's going to get warned for stalling. Just kind of locks the legs in there, not really doing anything with it.
Yeah.
So,
if it's his choice, I'd be surprised if he doesn't choose up,
right? 3 seconds to go, sticks the leg in, and that's going to do it. Going to take a 4-0 lead into the third, and it's his choice. Looks over at his coaches. He's going to choose down.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's hope Varels can work some magic here.
Return the favor.
Put it on his back. Yeah.
Off the whistle. Johnson doesn't do too much. So
just facing out.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, too, because he does have a warning for stalling, so he just can't sit there or else picks up a cheap point there and then maybe tips him. Now Johnson up on his feet, working away, and gets away.
So
5-0. Right out on the edge of the mat here again, and they step out of bounds. I think Marshall's got a pretty good crowd down there, too. A lot of orange down that in that far corner, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't.
Corner of visitors.
Well, they're down by two right now to Grand Rapids, and I believe it's heavyweight out there. So, yeah, this is a big match for Marshall. They need to win.
That heavyweight's a ninth grader, isn't he?
Right.
Marshall?
He's a big kid.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. Back on the Johnson and Varels match here. Still 5-0, under 1 minute to go in the third period.
Johnson not doing a whole lot, just hanging on. Well, he knows he doesn't have to.
Well, and it doesn't matter. He doesn't need a pin. He can't win anyway, but, yeah. Maybe saving a little energy if he's in the individuals.
30 seconds left.
Thank you. that's a lot of pressure for a freshman heavyweight to be carrying right here with a match on the line. They go out with 21 seconds to go in the third period here. No more points scored, still 5-0. Off the whistle, Johnson just kind of steps back and forces Drills to come after him.
And Drills gets the point. That's probably too little, too late. 5-1.
6 seconds, 5 seconds to go. That's going to do it.
Yeah.
So 5-1.
So United North Central picks up their third win of the match. We'll keep it right here for the final two matches. It'll be Hanson probably. The names aren't on there yet.
There we go.
Here we go.
Brian Hanson and Riley Livingston.
Both are seniors. Livingston with a 25-6 record. And Hanson, also a senior,
shoots down in on a high single here. Got Livingston up on his shoulders, trying to bring him tucked around, but Livingston has a hold, reaches across Hanson's body. Hanson's a tall kid. Yeah, I think we're going to get a stalemate here shortly. Neither guy is really advancing anything. Wow, there's a little bit of movement.
Trying to go to a double now.
Takes a lot of power on there.
Livingston swelling out, trying to turn the corner, picks up an ankle, near ankle of Hanson's.
Hanson's got a lock on Livingston's leg, though, so I don't think he's going to let that go, and there's a stalemate.
Yeah.
Down on the Marshall mat, the Grand Rapids heavyweights ahead 3-0. Marshall needs to win this one. I don't know what period they're in.
Well, Livingston shoots in for a double leg, trying to get that takedown, and
no points yet. 22 seconds to go in the first period. Brian Hanson just hanging onto that leg, and now they're going to give it to him.
Yep. With 10 seconds left in the period, Hanson trying to come off the back door, but Livingston got the legs in.
Rolls him over right at the end here, but that's going to be it for the first period, 3-0.
Hanson be first. Livingston chooses down. Hanson going to ride from the left side, trailing 3-0.
Goes up, throws in a cross face, comes across, trying to get that far side cradle. But Livingston reaches up and peels the hands off that and breaks it. Up on his feet. Got Hanson pretty high on him, but they come back down to the mat. Hanson got the leg in on the right side. Michael Elderville, your jersey director, Sheriff Campbell, and your
sports
your
executive jersey
to the Minnesota State. Watch that knee.
Yeah.
Bringing that off to the side pretty good there.
Potentially dangerous. Getting towards the end of matches here. Some of the team matches are over, and you can hear the public address announcer in the background talking about the medal winners.
off the whistle. Livingston tries to sit out, but Hansen just brings him back down. They got him broke down flat on the mat right here, trying to work a head lever. Livingston just keeping his hands all front, down to the middle.
Yep. Goes in a cross space.
Breaks him back down to his belly, right down to the mat, trying to work some arm bar. Official talking to Livingston, said, gotta work.
Livingston up on his feet, and they go off the mat.
We do that a couple more times, though, and the official's going to call you for stalling also. That'd be on Hansen on that, because he just shoved him off the mat. Got to try to bring him back onto the mat, but better get giving up a warning than a couple point, 2 point reversal.
Right. Eric and Tracy are his folks.
Hansen got on a little firm there, so he's going to get a caution for that. No big deal.
Yep.
Assistant coach, Ben Perra. Assistant coach, Adam Kerr. And head coach, Kevin LaBelle.
As the second period comes to an end.
Oh, 30 seconds left. Yeah. Livingston coming around the corner. Hansen still has a hold of that one ankle, just hanging on to that for dear life. Now Livingston breaks it free and gets the reversal.
Yeah. 5-0 right now. Oh. I was off, way off on the time.
Right here, Livingston trying to get a couple quick back points out of Hansen, but we're going to run out of time here, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was on the neck pretty good there, but no points awarded, so 5-0 going into the third period, and it will be Hansen's choice. Bryant's going to go neutral, it looks like.
Yep.
Try and catch him. They're having more issues with the clock. I did not see the finish of the Marshall.
No,
I got watching this one.
Yeah.
Livingston just does a head pop and goes down to a high single. Got Hansen kind of hopping around on one leg. Hansen's doing a good job of putting a lot of pressure on Livingston. Switches to a double and takes Bryant down.
Simley's behind Becker.
Wow.
At the 2:15 mark.
Back over on the Hansen match here. Livingston, like you said, got that 3-point takedown. Now there's going to be a warning on Hansen. Wow. Livingston had a leg hooked up and an arm barred. What are you going to do?
Oh,
tries a tilt on Hansen, but Livingston leading 8-0 with 1 minute to go in the third period. Now throws a leg in, now throws both legs in. He's got Hansen kind of stretched out, trying to dig in that power half. Oh, this is painful. He's twisting the body hard. Now he gets Hansen over, jumps up front. Hansen tight and gets off, gets to his hip. Not quite all the way around, but he's going to get somebody good on 4-point near fall.
That makes it 12-0.
30 seconds to go. Sticks those legs in again. Livingston really lives with those legs. And Hansen pops him over the top and gets a reversal.
Too little, too late.
Yeah. 12-2. It looks like the way it's probably going to end up. Livingston just turned his back toward Hansen so he couldn't do nothing to him. And
so
on the two.
So, major decision for United North Central. Makes the score now. Canby 34 and United North Central 16. Going into the last match.
2:15.
Or 2:15, yeah.
Then they have three guys. I'm not sure who is out right now for Canby. It'll come up here shortly. Wesley Verhelst.
Yes, it is. Sophomore 8-11 against Eli Brule. R-O-I-L-K-O. A sophomore with a 30-4 record, and he's got who else with the takedown already? Three to nothing.
Let them go, 3-1. We've got Royals down on the mat here with a kind of a headlock. I did not see because I was writing down, but all of a sudden I looked down and Rocco's got Bruhels on his back and there's the ball.
There's the ball at 45 seconds.
Closing the gap a little bit, but they don't have enough people left to run. This is Jordan DePesto. Yep. Getting loud.
Kevin
Daly.
Daly, senior, 25-3, against Jordan DePesto. And he's back next year. He's a junior.
Ooh. Daly just rips DePesto down on with a headlock on him, laying out him right up. He's out, actually outside the circle, and Daly is in the circle. And they end up getting their feet tangled up with the coaches, so the official stops it. Gives him a 4-point near fall, so he takes a 7-point lead quick here. Three-point takedown and a 4-point near fall. You got 7 points in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
DePesto gets up out of the, off the whistle, just about had Daly rocked over the top, but Daly recovers. Now he's got a stiff cross face on DePesto. Mid the butcher, DePesto blocks that off and gets freed up. Up on his feet right here, he's got Daly awful high. Now he reaches for a single.
Gets the escape. He worked hard for that one.
Yeah. There's a nice stand up, turned around, grabbed a high single, but couldn't lift it.
Now he's trying to knock on this.
Oh, he should have come back with a headlock.
Yeah.
It was, Daly's head was sticking up just big time. Now Daly tries a headlock here, but DePesto just keeps his head tucked down low. They brought a whistle blew, but it was on another mat, so the official said keep going. 34 seconds to go here in first period.
Got a feeling that somebody's going to get an underlock, and who knows what will happen.
All right.
There we go, right there.
Daly kind of does a kind of a weak headlock. Oh, there. Now he steps in on a good one. DePesto steps in and tries to get a body lock.
Yeah.
Now Daly takes him down with a headlock. 13 seconds to go here. Not a lot of time, but you get a heavyweight on top of you. That's tough to stop. DePesto doing a good job keeping that inside shoulder up. And he's going to survive it. So he's going to get a 4-point near fall.
There. Three-year-old.
14-1. Looks like DePesto's choice. Talking to his coach. Gonna go up. See if he can
and now the presentation of the
Brown rock Daly over here. Maybe catch him and put him on his back. Daly tries to stand up. DePesto steps over the top and tries to throw a cradle in. Now Daly puts DePesto on his back at a minute 49 to go, a long time for heavyweights to hang in there. That's a lot of weight on top of you, a minute 42. DePesto doing a good job of rocking back and forth, but every time you do that, it gets tighter and tighter. There's the ball.
In the meantime, Lake Crystal Walker Memorial beat Jackson County Central for third place. And the final here would be 34 to
27.
27, well, good comeback there by Greg.
Hunter Pearson. Colin Pearson.
Okay, shaking hands. We're going to have Gary Stokes come up here. Got to come up with the Neon Needles performer. We'll take this break, and once Gary Stokes gets up here, we'll do the Neon Needles. We'll smash show. We'll send it back to the studio for this quick timeout.
This is Jack Morris, Hall of Famer and 1973 graduate of St. Paul Highland Park High School. You are listening to the Minnesota State High School League Tournament. We are the league.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison. Looking for a good used car or pickup? Countryside Auto in Mineota has a large selection of used cars and pickups to choose from. Countryside Auto's slogan, "You Auto Come to Us for All Your Vehicle Needs." Check out their website at csaminiota.com to view the large selection of vehicles. Countryside Auto is located right off Highway 68 in Mineota. They're easy to find and easy to deal with. Countryside Auto, Mineota.
Heroes Sports Bar and Grill in Canby has homemade meals by day, and they're a watering hole by night. Heroes is capable of hosting a wide range of events, birthdays, weddings, reunions, and parties. Come on in, watch Canby Lancers sports on the TVs. Open daily for lunch, and remember, bingo is back on Tuesdays with burger night specials. Heroes Sports Bar and Grill open Monday through Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 205 West 1st Street, Canby.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
UFP Mineota, we're more than just a lumber manufacturer. We are a family of hardworking employees full of spirit that embraces our legacy of great leadership, integrity, and growth. We understand what it takes to be a team. We face challenges, we motivate, and we support each other. Good luck to the Mineota Vikings from the team here at UFP.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon, proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
In a minute.
Go ahead.
Back here for the Neon Needles post-match summary. Cash, Anthony started things off like he has all day with a 17-1 check fall over
Skoog.
Skoog.
5-0, Camby.
At the 14 weight, Isaac Guzman went out. Another quick fall for him puts Camby up 11-0.
And at 121, a tough fall for Eli.
Ty Rangard.
Ty Rangard. And made the score then 16-0.
At 127, Eli Greenman went out. A lot of points scored. It was a 14-6 match, but Eli Greenman ended up winning that one, and that put Camby ahead 20-0.
At 133, Steven
Van Hegen.
Van Hegen wins by a major decision, making 13-3, making the score 24-0.
At 139, Brennan Giese went out, got caught by Creed Kroll at the 309 mark, putting United North Central on the board. Camby still leading 24-6.
Then at 145 pounds, Talon Merritt goes out and wins by fall in the third period, 5-15, and at that point put Team United over the top, 30-6.
At 152, Sam Greets went out, won a nice match. 15-3, got another major. That gave Camby 34 and United North Central 6.
At 160, Blake Keys, that was a wild match. 14-12, he lost. A lot of points, about 15 points scored in the third period,
right?
Gave United North Central a 3-point decision. Camby leading 34-9.
At 172, Sawyer Verhulst went out, wrestled a good match against Fortis Johnson. Ended up losing that one 5-1, but good deal. That made the score Camby 34, United North Central 12.
At 189, Brent Hansen went out and lost 12-2, major decision for United North Central, 34-16 at that point.
And then at 215, Wesley Verhulst went out, got caught by Eli Rokel, pinned him at the 45-second mark. That made the score Camby 34, United North Central 21.
And then at 285, Jordan DePesto lost by fall in the second period to Kevin Daly, and the final score is Camby and United North Central 27. So we'll send it back to the studio. When the Camby coach comes up here, we'll talk to him and interview the Neon Needles performer of the match after this. Okay, welcome back. Isaac Guzman is a Neon Needles performer of the match, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, the first 4 or 5 weeks all tournament long, probably all season long, has been starting the team off really well, and you're a part of that.
Practices, you know, every day in the morning, just working, and just putting in the work with the guys, and it's been a long season, but we accomplished
it. Worth it.
Wow. It hasn't been done in a while.
That's right. That was nice. Very well done.
Yep.
And when did you start wrestling?
Seventh grade. Didn't really get into it in elementary school. So,
That's impressive. You got a real quick spin there. What was the takedown?
I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know, but yeah. So,
pretty fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Got a lot of people in orange up on their face.
Yeah. The crowd was amazing.
Oh, wow.
For
no doubt.
A town of 1,500 people, you know, it was a lot of people there. Yep. So, yeah, it was really fun.
Boy, when something exciting happened, you really heard of Zoll.
Yeah, no doubt.
Great. So.
Yep.
So, you're a senior?
Yep.
What's your plans next year?
My plans, I think I'm going to be attending Alexandria Technical College for law enforcement.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
That could change.
Excited, so.
Well, you're one of the leaders for the team. You get the team fired up after the coaches leave the locker room all the time? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a great time, great tournament.
Yep. You guys did well.
Nice day too. So.
All right. Long way to go.
Yep.
So you can your season isn't over. You got to weigh in again, huh?
Yep. Two more times.
Okay.
There's the goal.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
And maybe step on the podium.
And that's the goal. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's a beautiful goal. So, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good job, Isaac.
Yep.
All right. It's a hug from the coach.
Now we're talking to the coach, head coach, and exciting day for you.
Yeah, you know, it's you come here and you got big hopes and, I think this is probably the hardest thing for the kids to get knocked out once, but it's kind of like you got to turn the page and get going, and we got hopefully two more matches to go, and they did that.
And more they did.
You know, I can't be more proud of them. You know, they won them both. So.
You went 2-1. The team that beat you, your one loss, won third place, so they went. They went 2-1. So
their only
loss was to the number one team in the state, Sheffield.
Yep. Sheffield, yeah. So, yeah, it's wrestling well. You know, just tell the kids, you know, they go, what should we do? He goes, well, just do your stuff, and, you know the coach, and you're going to say, go ahead and do this, but then you start vaulting off about, and you can't holler high enough. I got one of our coaches, they lost his voice down there, and I'm like, he goes, yeah, that's when you know you've been doing a lot of screaming.
Right. Well, you had them zoomed all the way to 133, or through 133. And then they got a couple points in there, but yeah, your starters really got you off to a great start.
Yeah, and that was kind of like the same as what we did to them last time too. It was kind of like we got a big run early, and this time they got a couple back from us, every team up here is good. Cool. So you don't take anybody for granted. You just go get and try to do your best.
Yeah.
So your coaching staff, you should probably mention them. We really haven't said much about them. And I know during what time of that, you were all cleaning the mess and let the other coaches talk to the kids.
And we do whatever we can to make it done. Sometimes you go do the blood real quick because you want some of those guys to walk out there. It might be a little bit slower doing it. It's like, we got to even get going. Get out there. But, I got Dan Delores, Alex Kuntz, Ross Cockerman, and Tyler Bear, and they all wrestled for me and Perry back in the day.
Sure.
And, they had good attitudes. They know what hard work is, and that's what's nice about it is, when you say something, they look at you like, we did that. So,
they've done that.
Yeah. Probably not liking it, but, in the same token. But now they're doing it. Well, no, it's a great group. And we, like I tell them, it's not just the head coach is doing anything. If you get a big group of coaches that work together, it makes it easier for everybody. It makes it easier for the kids because then, they can go talk to anybody, and the coaching staff.
Good coach listens to his assistants. He probably has his mind made up, but he makes his assistants feel good.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, you ask the questions or what should we do, and sometimes you know what you want to do, but... Yeah, you kind of get the feel for them, and what's really nice about it is all our coaches know the kids and what they're capable, and whether it's a feed or down low, so we're all on the same page, and that makes things a little bit easier.
All right.
Once in a while we second guess ourselves, but that's wrestling, right?
That's going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you what, on yesterday when you had the send-off, what a crowd, looking at the crowd in the stands wearing those T-shirts.
Yeah.
You're going to have a fantastic welcome home as well.
Oh, yeah. We will. You know, the Danby people always follow us well, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
And, that's one of those things that we're hoping we're going to get back up here a lot more often.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're not over. You're not done yet.
No,
we're not. Great job, Gary.
Six individuals
that we'll be covering as well.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
That's great.
Let me know. I'll come back and talk to you guys.
Have a good night. Gary Stokes, the head coach.
Thank you all you guys do.
Well, with that, we'll probably send it back to the station here real soon, but closing thoughts.
What a great job by them kids.
Trophy.
You know, big pressure, and they did it. So,
yep.
Congratulations to the Canby boys.
Thanks for Leonard Meyer and Phil Murphy running the board. Once again, your final in this.
Neon Meters is soap.
Fifth place, defeating United North Central by the final score of 34-27.
Sounds good.
For Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman. Good night, everyone.